But even the Eagles, who are hyper-focused on wins, all we do is win. All we want to do is try to win. They're like, they don't want to put that on the quarterback stat sheet.
Welcome in, everybody, to a Wednesday edition of Birds 365 here on Jacob Sports. I'm your host, Santa Cross. That's my co-host, Johnny Mack, John McMullen. It's an October 1st, everybody, as we move a little bit further into the football season. Johnny Mack, how you doing on this Wednesday morning, brother?
4-0 football team, Red October. I believe it's October, so people get fired up about the Phillies. Not so fired up about my Yankees. That disgusts me right off the bat, but hopefully the Phillies fans get a little more joy when it actually starts. Although I don't like the setup, man. Those buy, usually you get a buy and you lose.
That's been the way ever since they changed.
Yeah, bye week ain't good in baseball when you play every day. But, you know, it's too early. It's like 3 years they've been doing it this way. So not a large sample size, but hasn't been good so far.
No, no doubt about it. Johnny Mack, Wednesday edition here, coming off of yesterday was coordinator day. Obviously, a lot going on in Eagle Land this week. I think the tensions or the waters are quieting down a little bit as we now prep for week 5, Eagles versus Broncos. This is actually a good test coming up this week, John. It's an interesting one. I mean, everyone's going to be a good test for the Super Bowl champ Eagles, but I think they're a better team than the Broncos. We'll talk a little bit about that coming up here on today's show. We're going to have Mike Gill and Brandon Lee Gowton as well. So appreciate everybody for being here. Don't forget to hit that like button for us. Drop your comments down below. And if you're new, subscribe to the YouTube channel. We appreciate you for being here. Johnny Mack, coordinator day yesterday, brother. Vic and Kevin and Michael Clay. I was cracking up at Vic's comments at the end where he just goes on a rant about the kicking balls. Michael Clay comes up.
I thought that was the most interesting part because
me too.
Vic was kind of short with us yesterday. He, I don't know, maybe because it's Broncos week and he didn't want to answer any Bronco questions. And I don't blame him. He was out of there in 2021, I think. So, you know, it's been a while. So I think he had that on his mind, but who knows? He wasn't his typical self, but then he stopped at the end and he wanted to bring up something, and that was the kicking balls and the, what, Chase McLaughlin, what was it, a 65, 50?
Yeah, 58? we gave up a 65-yarder last week.
Yeah, 65 and a 58. People forget the 58. Right. Yeah, these kickers are crazy. So he compared it. Obviously, Vic's a big baseball guy. Sometimes I think he'd like the Phillies to win more than the Eagles. Loves the Phillies so much. You know, he compared it to the juice ball era of baseball with Barry Bonds and Sammy Sosa and Mark McGwire. And it's hard to argue with him. And he said basically, Brandon Aubrey, he's, you know, Dallas's kicker, he's just amazing. Leg strength wise, he's going to hit a 70 yarder. It's going to happen. So you see all these end of game situations and guys take the lead and they're all excited and they're up, you know, 3 or even 1 or 2. And it's like, boy, with the kickoff coupled with these field goals, that's what Vic was saying. It's right. Almost impossible to stop them. You basically need 20 yards sometimes to get in the field goal range, and you can do that in 10 seconds, 40 seconds easily, and it's happened all over the league. So he admitted it's changed, you know, it's got to change the way you think as a defensive coordinator, especially if you're in that purview of up 3 or less, because just if you score with under a minute left, that doesn't mean much. Especially if you screw up the kickoff.
Right. Kickoff's a big part of it because it's, you know, the people or teams are returning them back to the 35, and then all of a sudden you need 10 yards, and Brandon Aubrey's going to drill a 72-yarder to tie the football game.
Yeah, it's crazy. But that you know, on the other hand, there's a lot of blocks. So, you know, there's been more blocks, at least recently. Obviously, Eagles fans know over the past couple of weeks they've been a big part of that, but you know, low trajectory. If you are kicking it, you have to kick it low trajectory. Not as low as Joshua Cardy, but low trajectory. So that makes you susceptible for more block kicks as well. But I'll tell you what, it's made the games more interesting because they took so much away with the with the bullshit kickoff rules before, where it was just touchback, touchback, touchback. It was like a waste of time. You might as well stay in commercial. And now they put that back in the game, and it's more exciting. And I like, I like when you increase strategy for the coordinators. Now they have another hurdle to deal with, so go out and deal with it. But I think
Do you like, though, in general, do you like this addition to the game?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I love it.
Me too. I do too. Because I saw some people kind of complaining about it. I'm like, I kind of like it.
I love it.
And Michael Clyde hit it best, by the way, when they were like, is this what the NFL want? Or I forget what the question was. And he's like, man, they wanted more scoring, didn't they?
They always want more scoring. Right. By the way, because defenses seem to have caught up with offenses, which it took a long time, but they seem to have caught up finally. And you're going to see some more tweaks against the defense. Just they're too good. Too many of them anyway. And Vic's a big part of that. So you're going to see them hamstrung even more because if these low scores continue and low passing yardage, which we're familiar with here, but it's really a league-wide issue, you're going to see more changes. I guarantee it.
Yep,
they always want scoring. Always, always, always.
Yep, and I'm good with them, and I think that's part of what they're doing. That's why I was laughing.
Skyline's new chicken chili is here. Now you can enjoy that legendary Skyline taste with a new protein option. Try Skyline's chicken chili on Waze, Coney's, and all your Skyline favorites. Feeling good. It's Skyline time.
Laughing at Nick, who that quote was on the TV this weekend. I'm not in the entertainment business, and I heard that, and I'm like, as a football fan, I think you'll want to hear your head coach say that, but
you should.
I thought
that was a great quote too.
It was a great quote, but I will remind Nick that it is an entertainment. It is still an entertainment business.
But he doesn't have to worry about that. He doesn't. I mean, as long as you have, you might have to worry about that in Dallas. You know, again, as long as you have that strong ownership who understands everybody's job, like the entertainment stuff, that's Jeffrey Lurie and Don Smolenski. That's their wing.
Right.
You know, Nick's supposed to be there to win football games. And as long as he's allowed to do that, that's a positive for the Eagles.
Well, they don't always intersect perfectly, but they have to.
Well, I'll tell you when they didn't intersect. I'll tell you right off the bat. So I'm like, end of game, not a big deal, right? End of game situation. And they're going to win the game. And instead of, you know, who's better with the football in their hands than Jalen Hurts? When you got I think it was 6 seconds, you had to bleed off the clock because you don't want to kick it, punt it back to Buccaneers. You have a return, whatever. You just want to take everything possible off the table. And, you know, it would have taken a major miracle for the Bucs to win it at that point. And obviously they send Braden Mann out there, poor Braden Mann. And they tell him to go waste 6 seconds, go take a safety. So, which is, all right, I'm like, okay, that's interesting. And you even saw Jalen Hurts debating, like, what are we doing here? I'll do it, you know? You even saw him debating on the sidelines. Well, I'm thinking about winning the game. That's all I'm thinking about. I'm going, what is going on? Like, why would you, like, Braden Mann's not used to having the football in his hands. Again, he's not an idiot. I have confidence in Braden Mann. I'm not trying to say that. But it's just strange to me because the guy with the best ability with the ball in his hands is sitting right there. He's the game let Jalen Hurts bleed the clock. Well, he lost 34 yards. That goes on the stat sheet. They don't want it on Jalen Hurts' stat sheet. So even a team like the Eagles, that bullshit bleeds into it. So Braden Mann got minus 34 yards rushing.
You'll have those yards for life now, John. He will retire from the NFL with negative.
And believe me, people get lost in the context of that immediately. But you know, once it was explained to me, I said, "Oh, because think about his impact in the running game. 9 for 62 in that game, by far the best part of the Eagles' struggling running game. And if you take 34 out, but that's, you know,
10 for 28.
Yeah. And people aren't going to look at why it's 10 for 28. So I went, oh, yeah, that makes sense. But I'm not thinking of it. But even the Eagles, who are hyper-focused on wins. All we do is win. All we want to do is try to win. They're like, they don't want to put that on the quarterback stat sheet. Which I fully agree with now that it's been explained. I'm not even criticizing that. But that's where the bullshit bleeds in. It's like right. So ingrained.
Right, right.
And I think it. I the reason I bring it up is I think it's a perfect highlight of why all that stuff is such bullshit. And like Vic with the sack question, you could see his frustration. It's like, look, they'll come. You know, they'll come. The pass rush has been fine. I'm not sure it's fine from the edge rushers, but that's more of a, you know, but it's been really good from the defensive tackles. But you don't really have a lot of sacks. And ironically, the Jordan Davis one against the Rams was the great play where he stopped Matthew, which is a great play, but is that what you think of a sack? No, he got right. stopped for no gain. So, I mean, that's when I talk about it, it's not a statistically based game. Those are extreme, obvious examples, but that's why it's like, okay, no, you know, it wouldn't have upset me if Jalen Hurts lost 34 yards, but it probably would have upset a bunch of people. Maybe well, even the quarterback.
It would have created a narrative, you know, and even if they weren't upset about it, they'd be talking about it. And that's probably what the
Eagles. Yeah, why is he struggling in the run game? He's yeah, under right. 3 yards a carry. You know, people are idiots. I'm sorry.
You know, I know they are.
They'll look at the box score. Oh, he's under 3 yards. Saquon's under three. And meanwhile, he has this really effective rushing game. And, like, if you didn't do it with Braid Man, that would have been lost in the sauce, I guarantee it. Yeah. So, anyway, that's why they did it.
No, good stuff. John, a couple other takeaways from Coordinator Day. I had a couple. Any that stuck out to you, I'll say this about Vic. Mukuba seems to be now the full-time starting safety for this football team. Vic kind of insinuated that yesterday. And then he also made some comments on Ringo, which I actually think were good comments because the tackling was the biggest issue with Ringo. And Vic pointed out, you know, when you're on special teams, you're tackling 100 miles an hour. You know, it's a little different to tackle in the game. So any other comments that stuck out to you? Those were two that stuck out to me. Any other comments from Vic Fangio or Kevin Petullo that stuck out to you yesterday or Michael Coy?
Well, I think you hit. I mean, you see his respect for N'Kobe Dean. I'd add that again, but it's going to be difficult. He got asked the Jihad Campbell edge rusher question again. He shut it down again. He's not ready for that particular role. So it's going to be interesting. I mean, he said N'Kobe's going to have his practice window started either this week or next week. So we'll see today if it's this week. So that's going to be interesting. And sometimes things take care of themselves. But right now, there doesn't look like there's a place for N'Kobe Dean. And that's with a coach that loves him because Jihad Campbell's playing so well. You know, he didn't intimate. He basically said Drew Mukuba's the starter now. And he played the whole game, so it was pretty obvious. But, you know, he always leaves it open. Obviously, if he plays poorly, you could always bench him. But I don't see that happening. And then Ringo, yeah, he mentioned, could he possibly stay in there over Adoree when Adoree's healthy? And he said, possibly. Yeah, I would lean more towards probably if he keeps playing like he did. He does have to clean up some of the tackling issues. And he didn't get tested. I will, like, if I'm in Tampa, I don't know how the Tampa, but I'm, like, asking Baker, I'm, like, drilling down, like, what are you? Why not go after Ringo? But maybe they don't know. That to me was just bad, either game planning or quarterback play. I find it very hard to say that. Yeah, hey, let's go after Quinion with Kenny Kaylee Ringo out there. So I'm kind of blaming it on the quarterback because where else can he go? But, you know, they're the first-time offensive coordinator, so who knows?
I kind of miss when they allowed the beat reporters to interview the opposing coach every week. I wish
you're not the only one.
Yeah.
There's guys like Sean. This would be a great week. Sean Payton's great with that kind of stuff. Some of the old school guys are great. Mike McCarthy was great with that stuff. I think Andy's better with the opposition media than he is with this local media. But the new school guys, they don't want any part of it. And there's far more new school guys than old school guys.
Johnny Mac, good stuff. Final couple updates. We're going to get to Mike Gill coming up here. We're going to have Brandon Lee Gowton in hour number two. John, a couple roster moves yesterday. One that I didn't really see coming. The Eagles placed long snapper Charlie Hewlett on injured reserve. And then I believe they signed long snapper Cal Adomaitis. I don't know if I pronounced that. Adomaitis? I don't know how to pronounce that.
Yeah, I don't know how to pronounce it yet, but he's a veteran. He's, I think, 48 games with Cincinnati. Charlie, I don't know the injury, but he had that neck injury. Remember in training camp, and they brought in an undrafted guy, Christian Johnstone, to be the long snapper for about a week, and he was dealing with that. So maybe it's related to that. But this time they went out and got a veteran, and we'll see how it works. Obviously, the kicking game was humming on all cylinders.
Jake's 12 for 12, and he's booting 50-yarders like there's no tomorrow.
Yeah, and Braden Mann's having a phenomenal year, too.
Yeah, I think he's the best punter in football right now in terms of gross average. I think I saw that.
So, we'll see, but it is a veteran guy, so – that's a position nobody notices until there's a mistake, and you didn't notice any mistakes. So Charlie was doing a good job. So, but guys get hurt.
Yeah. I don't know what happened to him, but we'll see. We'll see what the update is there. He'll miss at least four games. So we'll see if he's back. Dirty D says, go Sox. Sorry, John. I don't think the Yankees are out. Yeah. You might want to hold that super chat for a couple more games there.
Well, it's a 3-game series. The Yankees are in deep shit, as they say. So
they play tonight, second game tonight, probably, right?
Well, when you have a start like they had from Max Fried and you blow it with a crappy bullpen, I mean, it's not like they're going to let Carlos Rodan pitch 9 innings, so you got to go right back to the crappy bullpen. You can't feel good about that.
John's not feeling good about the Yanks, you can tell. Brian Fleming says, J-Mac, were you tempted to yell pause when Vic said the refs or someone comes in and rubs the balls and they play with them? Come on, Fleming.
Dion says, I have a little more maturity than that. I know I'm talking to a football coach. So
Dion says, Johnny Mac, how many black polos do you own?
Oh, oof. Definitely over 20-ish.
I was going to say that.
Skyline's new chicken chili is here. Now you can enjoy that legendary Skyline taste with a new protein option. Try Skyline's chicken chili on Waze, Coney's, and all your Skyline favorites. Feeling good. It's Skyline time.